This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service presenting what is the center of all the questions which are very much at a stake and very much crucial and controversial. So with me, I have two very dear guests today, Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise, whom I would, first of all, I say salam to both of you. And then I would want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Masuma. I'm studying English literature.
Okay, thank you. What about you, Sister Hadise?
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I am Hadise Zahra. I've studied psychology and now I'm going to study business administration. I am 23 years old.
Okay, so we would have a lot of good points to be shared in here from the one who knows business and psychology and the one who knows literature. So, in order to get directly into the very heart of our discussion, I would have started this way, that the digital era in which we're living seems to be very cool, but at the same time, it entails many problems and complicated situations, one of which is the idea of belonging, the concept of belonging. And now we want to see that. Do you feel like the concept of belonging is relatable in today's world in which the digital platforms are ruling everything?
Well, on social medias, I think that everyone is trying to feel belonged, be it through trends, be it through some moves that they make. But I think that deep down, they don't feel belonged. The more they're trying, the more empty, I guess, it sounds.
So, Sister Hadise, your initial points?
I personally feel like the more nowadays, especially in this era, if we see the youth, they are trying their best to find that feeling of being seen, what we call in psychology, in, as Sister Masuma said, in social media. They want to be seen, which is quite sad, because what we have seen throughout researches is that people feel connected and they feel belonged, they feel more seen throughout actually in-person connections.
Well, here's the thing. You see, you connect being seen to the concept of belonging. Do you think they've got such a connection?
I think that it
like
could be.
Wherever I feel seen, that means I have a sense of belonging. Does that work that way?
It is quite challenging to think about it.
Yeah.
It is very challenging to actually think, because us human beings, we confuse actually the meanings in our brains with our emotions. They get mixed. In a situation, I could be feel seen on digital platforms. I'm showing my success. I'm posting. I am as an influencer, let's say, as someone, I personally do content creation. I do like posting, but does that really mean that I'm doing it for being seen? No. Sometimes it could be because I am there to inspire. So I think at the end of the day, what matters is the perspective you're bringing on digital platforms. But about belonging, I don't think it's really, connected to digital platforms.
I think we need to clarify, what is belonging?
Yeah,
how do we define belonging? What is belonging?
Somewhere you feel understood and safe. That's what it sounds to me. It could be a friend, for example. And sometimes you don't even feel belonged to your family. Let's imagine your parents have different kind of belief, maybe from their different religion. In some place of the world, we see that. So I think this belonging is created when you are understood and you can also understand the other person and you're safe and secure.
So can we say that whenever you feel home, that's where you feel belonged?
In simple words, yes.
Yeah, in simple words.
Yes.
So now, of clarifying and defining belonging in this way, does that mean that now we're creating homes of our own in the digital zone?
Yeah.
And that's why we feel belonged?
Well, I think that's one of the goals that we human being had regarding social media, with it is going to be helpful. And I think it was helpful to some point too, but then we kind of lost it. We changed our minds. We got distracted, I want to say. I think that we usually have some goals regarding social media. For example, to find someone who understands us or to find someone whom I understand. But then somewhere in the middle, we get distracted.
What are the distractions?
Like trends, for example, like some standards, some fake
obsessions.
Obsessions, you might say. Some fake standards that I don't know who is setting out there, but kind of everyone is accepting it with open arms without thinking about it.
Yeah. So there pops up a question where it says, do you feel more connected to your physical neighbors or your online communities? How would you answer to that?
I feel connected to none of them now.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's just, I think I'm not raised. My family's not like that. We don't socialize that much.
Yeah.
So, of course, this comes from my family. You people might have socialized a lot more.
Yeah.
So I'm not connected to any of them. I'm more connected to my friends, to people who I chose actively.
Okay. Let's rephrase the question in this way, that do you feel more connected to the friends that you see?
Yes.
Physically or no? You have the same feeling towards the friend you have on the digital platforms.
So we're talking about two types of friends.
Yeah, two types of friends.
No, I'm more connected to the friend who I can see more.
Face to face.
Yes.
What about you, Sister Hadissa?
I personally feel that definitely I feel connected. Unfortunately, I feel connected to people and digital platform more rather than people in my own life. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
And I stated unfortunately because I personally know and I feel that it should not be that way. Why? Because, technically, your family's around you, your friends are around you, you need to be feeling more belonged, more seen and present. You need to be feeling actually understood in the situations you are to be seen. But I feel like friends I've made on social media, like let's say my
cousins.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering why you're more connected to, you feel more connected to them, because naturally you don't see them, so.
Exactly, I don't see them in person. But the point is that whenever I am feeling a certain way, I've accomplished something, even little, they appreciate it. An appreciation is something I would say that makes psychologically make you feel belonged, make you feel like home, as we stated. It makes you feel like seen. So I personally, I feel more, you know, as a lot of other youth, I feel more seen, I feel more loved on people. Of course, the cousins I know on social media, friends I know on social media. There are a few friends I know, they're Muslims from Spain. One, her name is Isabel. So she is a Muslim convert. And I personally feel like I do feel more belong to the friends on social media, honestly. Because we human beings are naturally
beings,
you know.
Yeah.
And we cannot avoid everything. But in life, in personal life, there are points that, you know, you want to connect. But then you see that people
but
around
you don't
you
want
are,
to connect.
Like, yeah,
you want to connect. But you don't want to see
but
them.
But unfortunately, I feel like it has replaced. What has replaced? Social media and even phones has replaced that connection. Even our parents, if you see, they're always using their phones. Isn't it that like that?
I see them.
Do you know?
Not always, but yeah.
Most of times they're using their phones. Most of the times they're either we scroll through Instagram, but they're scrolling through WhatsApp messages or
news.
Status. I don't know, Facebook, whatever. But I feel like they're so lost, like in their own, you know, zone, that I do not really feel belonged in person.
Loneliness has got a link of connection to belonging.
Yeah.
Technically, when we are lonely, we start to create bonds.
Yes.
We start to search for that point of connection. So do you think that if people are getting more attracted toward a digital friending or digital zone generally, Is it because the nowadays, just as Sister Haditha mentioned, because they're seeing no one around, they're physically there, but they all are lurking around, having their cell phones in their hands and then busy with that. So because I feel lonely, since there's no one around me mentally, I need to get connected to the digital platforms.
This happens a lot, I think. This happens a lot, yeah. Especially in teenagers, when parents fail to create a healthy connection with them. Mm-hmm. Yes. They think that, okay, they see their child eating well, they see their child, for example, studying well, doing everything well, they think everything is fine and they don't need deep conversations. So yes, because I remember I was a teenager and I mm-hmm. saw some of my friends feeling more connected and loved and wanted through their, you know, social connections, through media, through social platforms, rather than things that mm-hmm. they could have great conversation with their mother, but there isn't.
Yeah.
I would personally blame parents on this, honestly, Sister Masume. I would blame parents. Why? It's not blame. Let's rephrase it. I would make the parents be accountable for this. Why? Because Islam specifically focuses on community connections, in-person connections. Mm-hmm. Digital connections can never replace in-person connections. And, you know, no matter how much you feel seen, no matter how much, you know, you call your friend, your online friend, they're going to pick up your call, but it's not going to be as real as we think about it. And it is linked to, you know, it is linked to worse throughout time, inconsistently, worse situation. Because if one day that person is not online, if they're busy in their lives, you might go through a lot because you've lost the connection very easily. So I would make the parents accountable for this personally, because they are responsible for making mm-hmm. a very healthy connection with their child. Or let's say friends, mm-hmm. you know, if you let your child play with their friends, they are going to make a real connection. But if you stop them, you're going to tell them, no, this friend is not good, that friend is not good, that friend is not good, that friend is XYZ. You are just letting them sit in house and watch TV all day. This child would not be able to connect at all.
Just speaking of the parents' side, I would say that sometimes the environment is really not healthy for the kids.
Well, I think you're true. Well, this is what my mom says as well, that she doesn't let my, like, let's say my brothers, right? They really want to play outside, but she doesn't let them play outside,
like
in the street.
Animated movies, once there was a witch telling to that girl that the outside world is a dangerous place. So sometimes the outside world is really a dangerous place. The parents do not have any other choice but to keep their children in guard. In the house.
But they should also be focusing on building better connection within mm-hmm. the family as well. So, yeah, of course, they should be protecting, and I understand that. But then what that mentioned was that parents were not doing enough.
Yeah. Well, since we're running out of time, and since this topic has still got a lot more to be explored, I think we need another episode to be talking about this, because there are some good perspective and good angles that we're touching upon, but we need to delve into them more through details. And since we're running out of time, I have to thank the audience, also Sister Masuma and Sister Hadise. Yes, belonging is where you feel at home, and it is not about being surrounded by people as much as it is about feeling safe, feeling peace, and feeling being understood or being seen. So all of these things are important as long as you're talking about belonging and the sense of belonging. And since we're living in a digital era, we will need to talk more about that. Thank you for being with us. Until another episode of Back to Reality, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.